Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is our NamesCon 2024 auction preview featuring Drew, along with Monty Khan and Scott Pruitt from Right of the Dot, talking about the upcoming live and online domain auction scheduled for June 6th, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time at the NamesCon conference taking place in Austin, Texas. We also talk about NamesCon, which will be from June 5th to June 8th. Go to namescon.com for more details. And if you haven't registered yet, there's not a lot of time left, but you can still use the discount code DomainSherpa and get 10% off your ticket. And on today's show, we go deep into the list of domains that are coming up for auction at the conference, including DMV.com, Tally.com, Doe.com, OI.com, Saints.com, and a whole lot more. We also talk about some of the specific auction details. And we also hear about some of the upgrades they recently made to the auction platform, all of which can be found at bid.rotd.com. So definitely go there and check it out. We also hear from Monty about his new restaurant venture in Las Vegas and what's going on with the Dot Hip Hop TLD. A bunch of exciting stuff happening there for sure. And this is all coming up on today's episode. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which also provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And props to our sponsor, Dan.com, the number one place in the world to buy and sell your domains with a special platform made for domain investors. And special shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world, specializing in domain acquisition, sales, and appraisals. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for the newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week and featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. Yeah. So with that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. So let's go. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J on, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today, we have a special show. We're doing a preview of the NamesCon auction, which is coming up in just over a week. This is our version of sort of the pre-red zone, if you will. NamesCon will be happening June 5th to the 8th in Austin, Texas, the Omni Hotel. More details to follow, but go to namescon.com to get more information. If you haven't registered yet, I mean, I don't know what you're waiting for, but go make it happen. But today we're going to talk about the auction that's coming up, sponsored and hosted and managed by none other than Monty Khan and Right of the Dot, his boy Scott Pruitt. We're going to talk more about that too, but let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas over to my right. I got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. the Sniper Bob Lee Swagger, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need. Yeah. A.k.a. Greybeard, the Domain Pirate. A.K.A. Never Gonna Give Drew Up. Don't get Rick rolled out there, everybody. What up, Drew? What's happening, man?
What's up?
What's up? We in here.
I like the Dirk Dangler.
That's the one he likes the least.
What is Never Gonna Give Drew Up? What's that all about?
The song, Never Gonna Give You Up. Never Gonna, you know, it's the Rick roll shit. Never Gonna Give
You Up. Why not Drew do a Rick roll?
That's Rickroll, baby. You know what I'm saying? You get Rickrolled on the show every time, man. You get your money's worth. All right, let me continue along. Down to my lower right, I got my boy Scott Pruitt, a.k.a. Great Scott, a.k.a. Beam Me Up Scotty, a.k.a. Scotty Pruitt, Just Do It, a.k.a. Right of the Scott. Right? You know, that germ is my doubt. I came up with that one today. I felt pretty good about it. What's up, Scott, man? How you doing? How's everything?
I'm good, man. It's good to see you again, JT.
Dude, always. All right. And last but certainly not least, below me, we got my boy, the man, the myth, the legend, Monty Khan, a.k.a. Monty Hall. Let's make a deal. A.k.a. the full Monty, a.k.a. Monty Python and the Knights Who Say Knit, a.k.a. Del Monte, the banana man. There's always money in the banana stand. What is up, dude? What's going on, man?
That was a good ride. That was some of your best AKAs, I'd say.
Yeah, a lot of AKAs. I love it. Well, hello, guys. Great to be on the show again. And glad to hear that Drew is going to actually show a little love in his little face at NamesCon this year. First time in
five years.
Yeah, I think you don't have to worry about COVID anymore, so we're okay.
now it's going to be tornadoes and bird flu.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, it is pretty wild.
You know, so the tornado thing, are we in tornado season? Like, what's going on? Is it just like
I don't know.
They had 14 of them or something yesterday in Texas, but by the time we roll in, it's going to be too hot for tornadoes.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the switch has flipped here in Florida where it went from spring to summer pretty much overnight. And
it's called spring to sauna.
You are absolutely right. We were in Orlando this past weekend, so we didn't even have the benefit of the sea breeze, you know, typically where we are. And man, it felt like you were in an oven. Like, it was like, I mean, it was so hot. And you know, it's a little bit better up by where we live.
What is it? What's the temperature there?
Well, it's in the 90s Fahrenheit.
Yeah, though, when you're inland like that, they probably have a heat factor over 100, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tomorrow, what's today? Today's Tuesday. So Thursday, it's going to get turned up. It's about to get, we're going to have tomorrow's going to be low 90s, then it's going to be mid 90s. And then on Friday, we have a meeting to go inspect, you know, the house we're building. And
are you building another house in Portugal?
Yeah, right on the border of Spain. It's in Portugal, but it's close to the border of Spain. And it's beautiful. It's going to be amazing. But it's on Friday, this meeting, it's going to be 101 degrees.
Wow.
It went from beautiful 80 degrees every day to 100.
Yeah. Are you guys gonna move? Is it gonna be like your summer?
No. Weekend house.
Okay. To make everybody, it even hotter than Portugal.
Everybody needs a weekend house, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You know, you gotta diversify my house. I gotta diversify my crib. Which is, you know, it's good stuff. So speaking of diversified, you know, Monty was telling us a little bit about the you know, your restaurant and everything that you got that's opening in Vegas that we got to see in person when we were out there for the Crash and Burn, right? And when does the Arrow, what is it called? Arrow Vegas
will be the first time that a iFly is on a roof of a building. And when that opens up in October, looks like we have an October opening date. Then we're reopening Crash and Burn, and together it'll be like the hottest place in Vegas for sure.
All right. And so it's on the roof, so no walls. So you're just
no wall. You're flying in air. You do have a big salad bowl net and a big cushion down below in case you fall off the cylinder a little bit. And completely safe. You're just going to be flying above Fremont Street, which is really cool. If anybody's been Fremont Street recently,
what's great about that is if you fly off, Fremont Street is so crowded, like you know, you'll get cushioned when you hit the concrete. You know what I mean?
Grab a cocktail on your way down.
Absolutely.
You do it anyway, you do a couple shots on the way down.
I feel like Fremont Street is, you know, I mean, that's sort of revitalizing. You know, that area is like it's
on fire. It's the second busiest street in the United States behind Times Square.
Wow.
No way, really?
28 million people walk up and down the street every year. It's incredible.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Look at that, man. So Arrow Vegas, Crash and Burn. Let's hope that that's not what happens to all the patrons that decide to do the Arrow Vegas.
I bet you there's like an 80% overlap between the people walking through Times Square and the people walking off Fremont Street.
I don't know. Maybe we'll broadcast the Arrow Vegas rides in Times Square on the TVs, and then they'll come flock.
You know what you should do? I don't know why more businesses don't do this, but you know, just one of those like live cams, like a live feed that you have on your website. You can go on there at all times and just like get the live feed, see what's going on.
We're gonna have a webcam, everything's gonna be filmed. People are gonna be able to get their videos, their pictures, all that stuff. It's gonna be really cool, especially imagine flying at nighttime, you know, six stories high, overlooking Fremont Street with the digital dome that's going on down there. All the people, there's street acts going on. We're right next to Slotzilla, which is the busiest ride in Las Vegas. 1,000 people go down the zip line every day. It's crazy.
Yeah, the other side is Slotzilla.
Slotzilla.
There you go.
Lotzilla. And the Circa Hotel is down there too.
All right. Well, good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Let's bring it back to domains and the main reason.
All roads lead back to domains.
All roads do lead to domains.
You know what I'm saying? Domains paid for Crash and Burn.
Yes. Yeah, so what's Crash and Burn's domain? What's the domain name for the restaurant? Is it Crash and Burn?
Crash and Crash letter N burn.com.
Crash and burn.com.
Yeah. So Crash and the letter N burn.com. So yeah, you pull it up, see what's going on there.
Yeah. Nice. I dig it. And for all the people that are scared of heights, the N is going to stand for nope. You know what I'm saying? Yep.
Well, you're scared of heights, you stay and crash and burn in the bar and you drink and watch everybody flying up in video. And then we have duck pin bowling, old style bowling. We got some arcade games. We have a DJ. Turns into a nightclub at night. It's 20,000 square feet of fun.
20,000 square feet.
View, the best balcony view of Las Vegas.
I love it. Can you see the sphere from the stuff, like from where y'all are?
You know, Hank, flying up there, I think you can see the sphere. The sphere, it literally sits behind the Wynn Hotel.
Okay.
So it's blocked from one angle, but from another angle, you can see it. So it's only a 10-minute Uber ride up the street to get there. So it's not that far.
You'd be shocked at how good the view is when you're catapulted out of the high fly. You're
thrown out of the Aero Vegas.
If you go high enough, you can certainly see it.
I dig it. So last question about this and then let's keep it moving. So are you guys going to simulcast like in the restaurant? Are you going to be able to see whatever's happening inside the, I love that. That's cool.
Of course. So there'll be some video screens so you can see people flying. Not everybody wants to fly. So their family members will stay in the bar, having fun, drinking, eating. And then of course you come down, you wait for pictures and we'll have a lot
Trade
of music.
For their self safe return.
Yeah. Yeah, it's safe as shit. We wouldn't open a
can't die if you don't fly.
I know. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
All good stuff, man. I can't wait to check it out. So, I mean, well, when we got to see it when we were there, it looked like it was going to be pretty awesome, and it was still just in the
You came infancy. Before. I mean, that was January. We weren't even open yet, so we were still putting shit together.
Yeah, you guys still had like plywood and like plaster and dust on stuff. And so, yeah, man, well, congratulations. Good luck with all that stuff. And, you know, now let's talk about what we've got happening next week. So I can't believe we're already here, man. We've been talking about this for a while, but, you know, it's already now we are a couple days away from people jumping on planes and starting to make the trip. And, you know, like I said at the outset, so we're June 5th to the 8th. The auction itself is going to take place June 6th and at 3 p.m., Austin time. So that's Thursday.
What is that? That's Thursday?
Yep. Thursday, June 6th, 3 p.m.
Central Standard Time.
Central Standard. That is when the auction will kick off. In fact, actually at 2 p.m., that's where we'll be doing our official Red Zone auction preview, where we've got me and Drew and Shane and Braden and Amar and Jen. You know, we'll all be live on the in the keynote stage. Basically,
I might make a little surprise visit there too.
I would hope so. You know what I'm saying? So we'll be doing our thing and, you know, talking about kind of some of the same stuff we're talking about now, but there'll be some other movements, some more bids, some things like that. That'll, you know, we'll be able to really kind of kick this thing off in real time. It's going to be awesome. So let's talk about the list and some of what you're excited about. So yeah, Monty, why don't you give us a quick rundown on what is it about this auction that you are super excited about, particularly considering that you've done so many of these?
So one thing I did this year is to make sure that the list was diversified in terms of extensions and keyword domain names. Mm-hmm. As you know, we're crossing into Web3 and blockchain assets along with AI and other, other extensions that really weren't popular a year ago. And so we have a good number of keyword domain names in the .AI extension or with AI.extension. To the left and the right of the dot. So that's pretty cool to get into that trending. We have several blockchain assets from Unstoppable and from Freename, along with some privately owned web assets for that. I don't like to call them domains because they're really digital assets and digital identities, but really cool wallet addresses, digital identities from those providers. And then we have a collection of a ton of names that have never been for sale before, like never been put up on the market. So I did a lot of work hitting up corporations, companies, holders of assets that never put their names up for sale and got some really good names in the auction this time that have never been for sale. Unlike seeing names repeatedly over and over again, where it kind of gets, you know, kind of gets old news. You'll see a lot of new shit here. You know, okay. For example, we DMV.com was just entered 2 days ago. That obviously is a huge traffic name. It already has tons of traffic and makes money.
There's going to be a big line for that one, right?
A big line.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week.
So we have lots of keyword domain names like it, and a ton of, you know, I know a lot of people really bullish about how .org is coming back, have some really good keyword of .org names and some kickass .net names too. And of course, more .com name, premium.com names than I think I've ever had that have potential to selling for mid to high six figures and even seven figures. So it's really cool. So we can go over some examples of those.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and what about some .ai? Did you say
what's the name? You know, every auction you usually got, you know, it's usually two, three names that just are, you know, the real standouts that sell, you know, seven figures or whatever it's going to be. But what do you think of the name? What's the one, two, three names on here that you think are going to be the real standout? They're going to pop, you know, somebody's going to bring the money.
So horses.com already has a 900 and some odd thousand. What's the current bid on that, Scott? $920,000.
For the right party, I mean, that is such an enormous industry.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
all of the stuff that goes with it.
Beyond
probably the most expensive sport to do.
It's horse racing, horse breeding, horse transportation. Horses also flows into horsepower and engines and motors and all kinds of stuff. So it already has a $930,000 bid, I think, and it's getting close to reserve. So that's I think that one's going to sell for sure. We're already at reserve at FEF, the three letter domain name. We're already at $50,000 on FEF.com. That's already hit reserve. I like Cali.com, which is the short for California or the actual city in Colombia. That's not at reserve yet, but you know, it's moving up there. It's got a lot of potential. So does DMV.com. That's a seven figure name, I think, as well, just because of what it stands for. There's city names, some geolocation names like Atlanta.org. That is really good. I think taxlawyers.com already hit reserve. We have tell.com, tell.com, which is an awesome name. I had fish.com before in a previous auction, but it was 3 years ago. That's getting a lot of popularity, as well. That is a potentially hitting seven figures as well. And then, dog.com, dog.net, and iDog is like unbelievable name, obviously. So these pet names.
A lot of traffic on dog.
Yeah, a lot of traffic. So we have a lot of pet names like dog, fish, lizard, ferret. What am I missing? We've got tons of.
We have pet foods. We have.
Oh, yeah, pet foods.
I don't know if you mentioned fish, lizard.
Yeah, a lot of pet names, animal names, you know. And as you know, there's a lot of renaming going on in the naming and branding. You see some of these names turning out to be mattress names and other types of projects. So there's a lot of rebranding of what you would think a name has meaning of, where it changes and means nothing like that, and it's used as a catchy
clean brand. Slate, just a brand. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And then we have three or four two letter. .com names, which we've never had that many in an auction before. So we've got oi.com, qn.com, rz, is it, Scott? rz.com?
I believe so.
I saw rz.
We have a lot of those two-letter and three-letter names in all extensions, including .com, and a lot of other extensions too. Like
you got to get the RZA. You know what I'm saying? Your .hiphop, get the RZA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of names like that. Saints.com is a new addition. That's never been for sale before. Saints.com, Sarajevo, which is a popular city name. And then, you know, we've mentioned horses, drug delivery. There's datastorage.com.
Don't forget Rat.
Rat was just entered yesterday or 2 days ago. RAT.com, another pet name. And one of the names I'm really excited about is desktop.com, which, as you know, some of us in the domain industry are actually invested in. So it's for sale because there was a renaming of desktop to webtop, And the sale of that domain name will help fund the company's next project.
Very cool. All good stuff, man. A lot of interesting stuff. I was so about. There's also some .ai names in here. I see that's that are pretty a couple that are pretty awesome. So
yeah, consulting. Bank.ai. List some of those off, Scott. You have those in front of you?
Yeah, give me a second.
Well, I saw you have sex.ai.
Sex.ai
is huge. Obviously, I have some.
That seems like low hanging fruit.
Yep, for sure.
I'm sure there's probably some sort of a joke in there, you know what I mean? But, but yeah, I mean, yeah,
MLS 26, TV, you know, Major League Soccer, that should be, they should own that.
And what, I'm sorry, Scott, what were you saying?
I said there's 26 .ai names, not including the names that have AI on the left of the dot, sure. Either in the form of artificial intelligence or just AI, the abbreviation.
Yeah, I saw firecracker.ai. I think it's kind of interesting.
Firecracker Consulting.
Cool. That's a cool branding name, firecracker.ai.
Market.ai.
We won't get into the whole AI like piece, and you know, we won't go there, but I do think there are some pretty interesting names. Like, it all come down to what the reserves look like. Let's talk about that for a second. So what about no reserve domains? Do you got a list of those? Are those, you have those separated in a way that you can share some of those?
There's a way to look them up online. Actually, if you're in the bidding platform, we prefaced every one of the descriptions with no reserve in brackets. So if you do a search and hit the left bracket, it'll list out all of the no reserve domains.
That's good. That's a good tip, man.
We have a ton more no reserve names in this auction than any auction we've ever had. So that obviously is put in there for a reason. We want to make sure that newbies who felt they can't be able to buy a domain name at an auction can now buy a name, or people that have limited budgets. You know, my auctions, as you know, are.
Oh, I just found a name I definitely need to buy.
There you go. For somebody who doesn't want to buy anymore. I hope you have like 10 of those or 20.
There's at least one.
Put in a lot of no reserve names to give people an opportunity who think they missed the market, obviously, or that people that
it's a great list. You know, you have to be seeing what your reserves are going to be. You know what I'm saying? I'm you know, I'm that guy. I'm gonna, you know, I want a deal. I want to come to these auctions and feel like
we want value, Monty.
You know what I'm saying?
But you want us to spend the most money. We want to spend the least.
You ask, and I will deliver. Yeah. I will say
you did a great job of the list.
Thank you.
So, well, and another thing, too, a big shout out to Scott. You know, you've been doing the images on domains since back when we were working together and at NameJet, and I feel like
I'm gonna buy boner.com for Andrew Miller. Give it to him as a gift.
Yeah, you guys are fighting over who's got the biggest boner. So, you know, I don't know. I thought I had the biggest boner until you guys start bragging outside the box. You know?
I don't even care other than how much it seems to upset him. It's tremendous.
Hey, that's a really big name.
Yeah.
That's a big name. But hey, real quick. Well,
could be. There's a lot of money spent on trying to get a boner. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Talk to Pfizer.
Yeah.
It's true. There's a lot of money in getting hard. But
blood flow.
So a lot of money in blood.
Yeah, that was the one I think I probably had the hardest time.
Oh, there you go. Nice. I see what you did. Hey, but real quick, I was giving Scott a compliment. I think the love the images and stuff. It looks like maybe even doing, you know, working with a little Midjourney on some of these and on some of your domain images, which is pretty cool. Also talk about the platform. I mean, have you guys made some updates? I mean, it looks like it's a little bit more slick and improved from last year. And can you speak to any of that?
Well, I can tell you that our backend provider has made some improvements on the platform over the last year. And we've also just improved the way that we're using it. Like, for example, just including more images with the lots. There was a period of time when we just weren't keeping up with that. And now that's not the case. We've kind of worked out all the kinks and now we're able to put up images as the names come in and get them published. So, and I think that's a big help in terms of getting them marketed and just generating interest around them. I think when you see an image around that name, it just makes it more than just a name. It's a concept. It gives you some ideas. You know, how could this name be used and how can this name be profitable?
I think that's an interesting point. You know, I think there, you know, because at times you wonder, okay, are you boxing yourself in a little bit when you're doing that, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I think, you know, you can make the argument that for generic names, you'd be better off with the most blank slate as possible. I do think a lot of what you did with the images on these are pretty, pretty broad and generic, kind of matching the domains, which I think is cool. And, and some of these farting.com, dude, the guy.
You like that one? That's one of my favorite. I had the most fun putting that one together. It took quite a lot of searching.
Why do I have to, this is one complaint, a legitimate complaint. Why do I have to register newly every time?
Because every auction is a new auction.
And that's in order to bid? Is that what you're saying? In order to bid, you have to register?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because each
can
one
I have an account? Can I have an account and then be like, oh, this I'm in my account and I want to just register with this new auction?
I wish we could do it that simply. It just doesn't work that way because every auction has its own terms and conditions. If we update the terms, and you were dialed in and accepted the terms from an auction 2 years ago, then we might not be able to enforce it.
Yeah, the terms are updated constantly. And if you participate in a Christie's or Sotheby's auction, the same thing happens. You have to re-register.
You have to register and accept the terms and conditions of that auction, but I don't have to create a new account.
No, you don't have to create a new account. You just have to re-register for each auction. But your login credentials should work every time when you come on for a new auction.
Hey, your email ID and everything still works.
I'm trying to do it right now. It doesn't work.
Good.
It's a good point.
It's a good point. I know it can be a little bit of a hassle, but really in the scheme of things, this to re-sign up during one of our auctions, it's a 5-minute process. It's not even that, it's not that extensive, but good point, but you should be able to reuse your email. And then it says, oh, fill in for this auction and accept the terms. And
at least it makes sense what you're saying about, the reason why that needs to be done. That makes sense.
It's the same as Christie, Sotheby's, Mecum. You have to do it all over again, just like that. Another thing, back to the auction software that, and Scott did a good job of keeping everything up to date, is that we now have, and JT, you remember the old days, right? Where we were working with Xera, it was a clunky system. It didn't work on mobile apps. It didn't work on mobily. You had to actually have a computer. You had to log in. It wasn't great on certain software, certain platforms. And now we have an app for iPhone, app for, Android. So you can bid from your phone easily. You can be in a computer easily. So you now have the bidding app on your phone. So it makes it really simple in case you're mobile or you want to do things on your phone.
Sure.
And
So let's talk about that real quick. So, all right. So the auction is going to start. It's 3:00 Central Time.
Pre-bidding's open now.
Pre-bidding is open now at bid.rotd.com. Right? So that's
correct.
I'm in my account, but I don't see the auction now.
You have to go view auction.
Overview. I don't know. I don't.
Oh, probably because Scott has to have you approved first.
Oh.
You have to be approved first. Then you can see it.
Got it. Okay. All right. Beautiful. Beautiful.
If you just go to bid.rotd.com and you go view auction, you can view everything right on the spot. But when you want to bid,
everything without being registered.
There'll be a button that says where the bid button is. Normally, it'll say register for the auction. You click on that, and then if you already are logged in, or it'll prompt you to log in, and then if you're not registered, it'll prompt you to register.
So if you see, Scott, if you see Andrew's bid application in the system, go ahead and approve him right now because he's already vetted, and he already has a $40 million deposit in our escrow account already to buy names. So. That's a couple Bitcoin,
All right, so I think then after working through a little bit of the technical piece, get registered to bid, and then once you are in, then you can do the pre-bidding now. And then from there, right? So,
and we highly recommend people get in and do pre-bidding because it gets you registered. So you don't have to wait to get your paddles registered when you're on site. And plus, you can create your watch list, put your maximum bids in the system. The system's really great about you can create a maximum bid that will bid on your behalf, so you don't have to be there every second, you know, outbidding another party. You can say, hey, my maximum bid is $100,000, but if the reserve that wins the auction is 50, it will stop at 50. It won't overbid you. So that's an awesome feature of the system.
Okay, cool. And then as far as getting paddles at the event, will you be issuing them throughout the day of the auction? Is it an hour of
ahead of time? We will be issuing them the day of, and okay, also during the auction. So we'll have a table set up either right outside the doors or right at the top of the stairs. We're not really sure where that's going to be yet.
But okay. If people want to get their paddles earlier than that, we can do it as early as when you walk in and get registered for NamesCon. That's what we did last year too. So you just come to our booth. You come to the Dot Hip Hop booth. And then you can pick up your paddles, register to bid there. That way you don't have to wait in a line as the auction's starting.
All right, great. And then when will the list of the names, because so how many names are already, how many names are in pre-bidding? How many names are going to go into the live auction? And obviously I know it's not an exact science, you know, on the day of. I mean, I've been through that with you, but what is, what's the general thought?
There's 590 names that are in pre-bidding right now. Typically, we're going to go anywhere from, I usually say 75 to 100. Monty says 100 to 120. But somewhere in that range, we're going to have a cold list. And Monty can speak to when that will be ready.
It's usually the morning of. That's when we're scrambling, trying to get them printed and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because there's lots of last minute bidding. So you're trying to, what I do is when I formulate the list, is, as you guys know, is to try not to make it boring. There's always a sale every other domain name that's on the list. We have more than a 50% sell-through rate, so it's usually around 60 to 70%. So that means, you know, there's never a dead period of time where you see five names go unsold. Mm-hmm. So especially with a lot of no reserve names that are sprinkled in, you can curate a list that there's always a sale, you know, every other name at least.
Sure.
So
now, usually you give guidance. There is usually a range on guidance on reserves. Is that not the case anymore?
We didn't do that this year.
Why? Talk me through that.
Well, what we did was we started every name off at $500 to promote, you know, active bidding. Even though some reserves are, you know, six and seven figures, right? So
yeah.
What I will do upon request is I'll give reserve range guidance. I never expose the reserve because I don't want to anybody have an unfair advantage.
Is the sheet that you guys put out that day going to have the reserve ranges?
We'll probably have reserve ranges on that day printed out.
I think that's helpful.
I think that's useful.
Otherwise, they're wasting. They don't want to waste their time.
Yeah. And you make people upset. They sit there to the end of the auction for one particular name, and then that name's got some, you know, certain reserve.
That's a good point. That's a good point. We'll print out a catalog.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right. So the list of names will come out the morning of with catalog, reserve ranges, all that good stuff. So we'll know which ones are actually going to be in the live auction. You'll be able to bid, obviously, in the room and as well as online. So and they'll do, there's like the simulcasting into the app type of thing. So you can participate remotely. You don't need to be there. All that good stuff. People, you know, some people will even be calling in their bids, right? I mean, that's.
We have call in. We can do proxy bid, call in bid, bidding online, live bid.
Yep, love it. And
so
then
number of ways
is
to bid.
Wayne. Wayne, what's Wayne's last
Wayne
name?
Wayne Wheat.
WW. Yeah, he'll be in. He's coming in with bells on and bringing one of his bid, his room workers, you know, this
his
year.
His bid bunnies.
Last year it was Leb, who gets dressed up in all the costumes and stuff. And this year it's going to be Dana. He did the auction 3 years ago, but you know, they're entertaining. They know where to call out the bids.
Oh, wait, you bring in the guy, the animated guy, the guy too, or what?
He's animated too. Yep. Yep. So we try to make it fun. There'll be liquor flowing in the room. There'll be food.
He's a bid buddy, I guess. I don't know what he's not a bid bunny. He's a bid buddy or something.
He's a licensed auctioneer also, by the way.
Turned up.
Yeah. So Wayne's a licensed auctioneer. We're a licensed auctioneer and auction company. And Dana will be a licensed. He's a licensed auctioneer as well.
All right. So that'll keep the momentum and everything going inside the room. Will there be food and drinks as usual? Food and drinks, yep. Get everybody liquored up.
All right.
For Andrew, since he hasn't been in years,
you open it up.
Plenty
you
of tequila and bourbon. Collection? What's that?
Yeah, you bring in the Poppy Van Winkle collection?
Abby? Yeah, maybe just for you. Well, depends on what you buy.
All right.
if we get over a certain level of you know, bidding, it's like pop that
bottle. In your case, it's Poppy, not Pappy.
Yeah.
Poppy, Pappy, same shit. Same shit. You know what? The truth is, I've never really been a bourbon drinker. I try every now and then. I say, all right, you know what? If Monty can drink this shit, I can drink it. So I'll go and I'll drink some bourbon, and then I just can't do it. I can't do it.
That's because of this right here, this wonderful college. Where is it? There it is. University of Kentucky. Because I'm a University of Kentucky grad, you do not have a choice on whether you like bourbon
or not. It's in your blood.
Hey, so along I didn't know you were a Kentucky guy.
I love whiskey. I love whiskey, but I'm a rye guy. I like rye. I love rye.
There's a lot of bourbon. There's a lot of bourbons that are rye backed. Like, you should like Basil Hayden because it's mostly rye on the back of the wheat of the corn. So bourbon is 51% corn, and on the back is either rye, wheat.
I thought it had to be like 60% corn.
Nope, 51% corn, and then on the back side, a mix of more corn, wheat, rye, malted barley. Or any of those combined. That's what the recipes are of bourbon. So 50% corn, and then on the back end, they mix the different recipes, and then how long it's aged, what kind of barrel, charred.
You never want to get in the bourbon business?
I am. I'm an investor in a bourbon company, actually.
Are you? Really?
Misunderstood whiskey is a bourbon. It's a ginger, organic ginger-infused bourbon, actually. And it's awesome.
I bet you your friends back in UK would hang you for such a thing.
No, they actually like it. So
they say it's the chick. It's good for the girls. It's good for the ladies.
It's chicks good for like ladies, it. And it's good for the men who can't take bourbon like Andrew. So they gives a little, something to make.
So
it
hey, a buddy of mine, yeah. Is a UK grad. They're from Kentucky. Dad has the largest private collection of bourbon that would be he cannot qualify for the Guinness book because he actually drinks his bourbon, right? So for the they actually because he's consistently partaking, you know what I'm saying? He can't qualify.
So he whittles down his collection.
Yeah, I love it. It's just to me, that's awesome. And good stuff. So then, you know, we usually do a little bit of bourbon post auction. We've done that in the past, you know.
Actually, we have bourbon.club in this auction.
Very cool.
Which is an awesome club name. Think about it. Bourbon Club, you know, there's a bourbon.club in the auction.
Sure. My name's probably worth almost.
I think I own rum.club. Throw that in there with it.
That's a great name too.
Because I used to be a big rum drinker. I just never got into bourbon.
Yeah,
it's because you're.
But now I'm pretty much tequila.
It's because you're a domain pirate, Drew. And as a domain pirate, you have to drink rum. You know what I'm saying? Like, great domain pirate has to be a rum drinker. You know. All right. Well, hey. Wayne's coming.
We have theme names in there. You know, just like that. You know.
So Wayne's coming. He's bringing his cast of characters, his Motley Crue. We talked about the online ability to bid, obviously to get in now, pre-bid, get familiar with the system. We talked about what's going to happen in the room, all that good stuff, getting your paddles. We talked about the pre-auction flow.
Because this is really an important topic in just across auctions, period, right? Is this concept of like, you know, what's the reserve? Should we say the reserve or the range? You know, you know, maybe there's like a meter. Maybe they can have like a little meter of like showing you like, you know.
How close you are to reserve?
Yeah. Yeah, like a little five.
That's a
five,
good idea.
Five bar meter. Idea. You know?
That's a good idea. I mean, we definitely tell
you need to gauge emotions.
You're told when you hit reserve. Like when reserve met, say reserve met. But yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, I don't
know. You know, here's the dilemma. If you're selling something that you know everything is going to sell, you know the buyer for these things are in the room. These things are selling, right? Even if it's not a bargain, you know something is selling. Then I think this is the best system. Is blind, you know, nobody knows the reserve. It's just, you know, there's people that want it. And so they're going to go through the pains of not knowing, you know, just bidding blind without knowing where, you know, where the finish line is. But, you know, where you got somebody like me and you got other people in the room that you know, are opportunistically bidding, you got to spark the emotion, right? And so I got to know how close am I to the pin, but am I going to emotionally commit to like, all right, I want this thing. I'm going for it, right? But if I don't, you know, if you don't know where the end zone is, it's just hard to motivate to get like.
Well, let me just speak upon that because I've been doing this for almost 30 years. Auction.
If, more than against this particular auction, I mean it more generally. So, and actually, all three of you are probably the three most qualified people in the industry to talk about auction.
I would like to say that I'm a pretty good expert in auction theory. Because I've been doing so many auctions. So when you give reserves out, you tend to alter behavior on what something's truly worth. So if I tell you that, you know, we have reggaemusic.com in the auction, right? That's a great category. But if I told you it was a $500 domain name to start, but it's really worth $50,000, you steer behavior by where you set a reserve price and then tell what that reserve price is. What actually is the best methodology, especially if you have a true market, which means you have multiple bidders on most of the names or most of the assets in the auction, is when you set a low reserve and the market decides what the domain name is worth based off of the market value of that name, and you're really setting a market. And we are market makers because there is a market in the room. There is, when there's an auction, that means there's more than one bidder. Probably more than two bidders, and you're in a specific market in a specific industry in a category, and then the market decides what the name is worth. When you when you get reserve indicators up front, then people think they overpaid if something sells for double what the reserve is, and this happens all the time. And this is the exact reason why Christie's, Sotheby's, all this stuff. Now you can always pull the reserve. You can always say, okay, the seller said next bid is hits reserve. And then you can guide things that way. And then the excitement even starts off farther to drive that price up. But when you set and you show reserves up front, you tend to influence what names, what assets are worth when they could be worth a lot more than that. So that's the reason for it.
Makes
sense. And then, of course, in auctions, you know, if you wanted to buy now price, then go buy something by now. We don't want that to happen in these auctions, right? So because an auction means you're bidding against another person, you're emotionally involved.
Yeah, it's price discovery
and you're also, the thrill of winning comes into play. You know, it's like a game. You feel satisfied when you're the winner. You don't feel
especially when you know the people you're bidding against.
Well, that's the other thing. So everybody's always turning around the room. However, you don't know who's online bidding. That's why a lot of people in the room are bidding online and vice versa. But of course, the thrill of having the paddles in the room.
I remember when you were auctioning domainnames.com. And it was me and Frank Schilling. And, you know, if it wasn't Frank, I would have probably stopped bidding at like, you know, I don't know, 250 or something. But, you know, it was Frank and it was like just an ego thing. It was like, you got to keep bidding. You know what I mean? Like,
Well, if you think about it, you know, ultimately
he beat me. Ultimately he beat me and he had a lot more money. And so he won. But
as you know, I used to run Snap Name.
And now GoDaddy owns that name, I think.
Yeah. So I used to run Snap Names, as you know, and then you know who you're bidding against because you know the handles and you know who won the auction. And the same thing would happen. You were like, I can't let him win another name. You know, I can't win, you know, whatever. Yeah. So that goes into play and it makes it, you know, makes it part of your fun day, whatever. So as you know, these auctions happen a few times a year. We try to build up as much inertia as we can and make it fun. And it is the feature, you know, regardless, it's the feature event at the conference. You know, it's the thing that people look forward to. It fills up the room with at least 200-300 people, you know, and half of them have registered paddles. And so between that and the fun and the, you know, and the food and the drink, it's a really good couple hours of time, you know? So that's the purpose.
We always say that, look, for people, especially, I mean, for the season folks, they're going because they're looking at this as an opportunity to add to their portfolio. For the, you know, for people who've never been to one of these events before, it's really kind of an eye-opening, pretty cool, sort of full of energy type of deal that's like just really, really neat to see in person. And, you know, even if you can't buy a $100,000 domain, but, you know, there's enough here and there are names that undersell. I mean, there's definitely opportunities. You can be strategic about it. And, you know, then obviously you pull in a few end users as well, which creates some even more momentum around this stuff. And,
right.
And it is the marquee event within what is the marquee domain event of the year. So, you know, it's kind of like the top of the, it's the top of the Aero Vegas. You know what I'm saying? You're flying up at the top, trying to fall off the edge and end
up. You're not going to crash and burn.
And end up on the top of a car or a crowd of people.
Yeah.
But
if you crash and burn, the good news, you crash and burn right into the bar called Crash and Burn, and you have a couple of cocktails and some food, and you're just like, oh, that was so much fun.
There's probably TV.
No, we're not in Vegas. We're going to be in Austin, not in Vegas.
Yeah. No, it's going to be hot ass Austin.
I've never been Austin, to Austin.
You still don't love that as a choice, but it is what it is. The
it's probably the last year it's going to be in Austin. So I think they were locked into contract or whatever. It was fun for a couple of years, and now it's time to move it again. You know,
well, yeah,
I think we got to get it out of the U.S. We got to get.
Oh, that's an interesting. Well, we did. You know, one of the domain
Lisbon was amazing.
That was
Lisbon
awesome.
Was an amazing show. Every single person that went to that,
we were actually,
had an amazing time.
Actually, Cash, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, it was a blast.
You know, the out of the United States events are great. You know, I went to CloudFest.
I agree. I think it should be in like Madeira, you know, Atlantic Ocean between Europe and the U.S. Or as Azores, you know, like beautiful place. No, nowhere for people to go. Just you're just locked and loaded. You know what I mean? Loaded.
Yeah. Well, then it's like, you know, Austin is like tough enough to get to, you know, for a lot of people. So
it's like hardest place on earth to get to. Like if you're coming from outside of America, it's literally like, I don't know. It's like, give me GPS coordinates or something.
You're definitely changing planes.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm lucky. I have a direct flight from Fort Lauderdale. So, but you know, it is what it is. And, the hotel is really nice. The venue's nice. And they're combining with CloudFest USA this year, and they did last year. That really makes the event. Matter of fact, we had 5 or 6 winners last year from the CloudFest crew of domain names. So they invested, you know, you have a whole new buying audience there, right? And then, of course, with the addition of the Web3 assets, you have a whole nother diverse group of buyers and bidders as well. And they cross over to Web2 and Web3. So that's the one thing I'm excited about, is that we're crossing these different audiences and interested parties into the auction this year, more so than ever. So I'm excited to see what the results of that are going to be.
Yeah. Well, and I think one of the things too, when you talk about Austin, we say this, and you know,
I keep the Web3 domain pretty light in the live part of the auction though.
Yeah. It's not going to make up, you know, there'll be a handful of assets that already are in the auction. A lot of those names are better off in the extended auction anyway, on the online bidding.
Because most of the people that are interested aren't going to be at the conference.
Exactly. So it'll be Web2 buyers going over to Web3 in this case, like they were last year. We sold 3 of 5 digital asset names last year in the auction, and they were great. Like, we sold Austin.NFT, I think, for $2,500 or whatever. So
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So
good. I think again, the issues with Austin, aside from being hard to get to, it's tough in June. It's going to be like 93 degrees, but we're going to be inside most of the time, you know. So and it's just
I'm looking forward to it. I really am. Well, I just haven't. Nobody cares what you got to say about this.
No, people. You know, fuck it. I don't know. All right, whatever. I was going to try to say something in response.
Hey,
like, whatever,
be quiet. Boner.com is talking. Be quiet.
Boner, big boner, biggest boner.com. But the other issue,
just
though,
joking.
It's all good, man.
On me. I gotta come back.
I was actually just going to give a shout out to the Omni, because I do think that the location, the hotel, does a really great job, because it's not too big, you know, but it's big enough to obviously hold the event. but everything is relatively close. It's not like when they had that the one domaining event that was like the Marriott World or something, where it was like, oh, there's six people in this session over here, and then the next session is like a mile away within the same hotel, which is literally the biggest Marriott in the world. You know what I mean? The Omni, it's pretty well contained.
You know what I just read, though, is Elon Musk just connected the resorts world to, I forget where, but he built one of those tunnels. He did the boring tunnel.
Hyperloop.
And it goes from resorts world. It just opened last week from resort. I forget where it goes to.
Yeah.
But well, it goes
to the air. It goes from the airport to there.
Oh, is wow. It? I mean, that's wild.
Yeah, and
that's
by the wild. Way, like, by the way, it's going to downtown where Fremont Street is. So that's the next
building.
So people are going to be dropped off right there in front of the El Cortez, right in front of Crash and Burn in AeroVegas, right there where Slotzilla is. And you get out, and you're right there on Fremont Street. So they're connecting downtown to the Strip using that.
Well, the current connection is actually the convention center. It's the Las Vegas Convention Center connecting to Resorts World is what is currently, I think, is the loop that's available.
Yeah, that's wild.
So, and you basically jump in a Tesla, and that shit will get you from the Resorts World.
We acquired Hyperloop.com for that project, you know, years, and I mean that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah, and I'll
crazy you, to right. see this coming to fruition, like giant worms like underground, digging like a tunnel. 4 minute crazy. Dive,
you know what I'm saying?
I want one of those machines.
Yeah, it's
Andrew, what names do you like in the auction? Let's talk about that.
I mean, I'm going through here. I mean, you know, I'm a sucker for .orgs. There's a bunch of good .orgs in here I like.
There's great .orgs.
There's a lot of amazing names. I'm just reluctant to, you know, get emotionally committed to them because I don't know what the reserves are. But, you know, but there's a lot of great names in here.
We got some great
You know what I love is reverse.com. Reverse.com is a cool name. Like that name a lot.
That's a bigger name, but it's reasonable.
Yeah.
Bigger name. We got some
DMV. Listen, DMV is one of those names that's like, you know, look, that can be an eight-figure business for you and your family for a long time. That's a big, you know, you got to put your big boy pants on, but that's a big name that's a business in a box. I mean, the guy, I remember, I don't think I'm saying anything out of school at this stage. This is probably, 15 years ago. I got hired by a group to acquire DMV.org. And, you know, it's a website. It's a very basic website, but or at least at the time it was. But it's, you know, it's a DMV, basically lead gen site. Okay. And that guy, I mean, listen, we made a mid eight-figure offer for the domain and the website. And, I mean, he wasn't marketing it. It was all organic. There were a lot of repeat, but crazy amount of traffic. That was the .org. And we made a mid eight-figure offer for that name. It wasn't 10 million, let's say that. He wouldn't sell it. I mean, that guy was just making so much passive income on that deal. And I remember thinking to myself, man, DMV.com, that is a dream to own. Like, that's a business in a box. You know, you're like an online marketing person that you know what you're doing. You got some chops, you got a little money, and you're looking for your next business. Like that's a business. That's a real business. That's a serious business that'll produce, you know, real money. Lifesavers just blows my mind. It reminds me of, I bought at your auction, sweethearts.com years ago, many, many moons ago, sweethearts.com. Reminds me of Lifesavers.
Yeah. Lifesavers is a great
name. Garage sales is, you know, that's another little business in a box.
Yep. There's garage sales every day all around the country, even around the world. People are fucking have garage sales. What a great
My mom would tell you only serious people do garage sales on a Saturday morning.
Yeah. That's the way you do it.
But yeah, I mean, lifeplan.com, like, I feel like that's already a multi-billion-dollar, you know, insurance company or something, you know? Like, that's a hell of a brand. What are we talking about on Life Plan? What kind of reserve range on that? Like, ballpark? How many figures?
Let me give you a little,
Give me a little, you know, solo la puntita. Give me the tip.
Just a tip?
Yeah.
Under 30.
Oh, that's a great deal.
Yep.
Under 30. That's a great deal. Lifeplan.com right now is my sleeper on this whole list. That's a multi-billion dollar life insurance brand right there.
Yep. I think it already has some bids on it too.
It has two bids on it.
Yeah, it's not anywhere near where it will be, no, but under 30 hits reserve.
It's got three now.
All right.
Historical OAH. Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of great names. Broth.com. I feel like I might have seen that one before, but that one
was in last year, but the price has been cut on that one, so I put it back in. And we've got a
coach, man. That shit's toxic.
We've got a ton of first names too. Like, really good first names, like Bianca.com, Roxanne.com, Marcia.com.
Roxanne.
Which has two meanings, obviously, you know.
I love all these two letters. I just love two letters. What the internet was made for, brevity.
What do you think of mushroom.org?
Yeah, great name.
Especially with the new industry.
I used to own mushrooms.com and shrooms.com and spores.com. I had the whole kit and caboodle. Sold it way too early though.
I got sexylegs.com in there for you, Andrew.
You sell toads.com to Mike Tyson. He changed his life with a toad.
Yeah.
Smoke the toad, man. Change your life. Smoke the toad, change your life. Toads.com. Smoke the toad, change your life. Sounds like a business motto.
That's why he's going to win the fight. July.
Hell yeah. Although he just had a health incident last night.
Yeah, he had an ulcer, like a bleeding ulcer attack going on an airplane.
I hope he did, I don't know if I should say it publicly, but I hope he comes as close to killing Jake Paul as possible. I just want to see the real Mike Tyson. Listen, they can make all the deals they want. It's going to be an exhibition fight and, you know, all the rules. And,
it's not supposed to be an exhibition, is it?
Yeah, it's an exhibition fight. It's an exhibition fight. But the rules are not bad. The rules are not bad. But they're wearing 60-ounce gloves. It's more or less a real fight. But listen to my point. My point is all that shit doesn't matter. This isn't a normal human being. The moment that bell rings, Mike Tyson is a Pavlov dog. He's an animal. He's an absolute beast. I've studied this dude since I was like 7 years old. I've been obsessed with this dude. The minute that bell rings, watch that dude's eyes. Go back and watch videos. That bell rings. He'll just be with a cool, calm as a cucumber. That bell rings and he unleashes the beast. It's not even within his control. That bell is going to ring. Or Jake Paul is going to tag him a little bit, and this dude is going to murder him. He's going to murder him. It doesn't matter his age. He's going to murder him.
I hope so.
And I'm going to be there. I hope
he fights like he used to. Like, at least, he's been training like a beast.
A beast. He's going to be a beast. That's why I got an ulcer. But he is going to, you know. I think this fight is actually going to be like kind of the, you know, let's say P peak absurdity. Like, you know, it just doesn't make sense. You got all these celebrities running around doing stupid shit. Everybody's obsessed with this stuff. Mike Tyson's going to kill Jake Paul, and then all that shit's going to be like, everybody's going to wake up like an illusion. Like, whoa. You know, I don't know. Maybe that's a hoop dream. But
Then you know what? You can go buy boxingclub.com in the auction and go root on that site because it's in the auction.
Oh, that's a great one. Is that
everything comes boxing back club? To domains, right, ooh, JT?
I like boxing club.
It all comes
club.
Back to domains.
Yeah, and that's at no reserve, domain. By the way. Boxing club is at no reserve.
Is it?
Isn't it, Scott?
I'm checking it right now. Hang on.
Ooh, ferret and ferrets. Yep. I like that. Reserve. You don't get the plural and the singular often.
Yep.
That's all right. I like animal names. I love
bids already.
Yeah, we have dog.com, dog.net, and idog.com. All together as a package.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, boxingclub.com was a no reserve name, is already past reserve. It's at 600 right now.
Yeah. That one's going to fly a little bit.
Yep.
Boxing
club. That one will sell.
Yeah, it's going to sell. Halloween Party. That's a good name.
Yeah.
Halloweenparty.com.
Yep. Great name.
What do you think, JT? What do you like?
No, I'm looking at the no reserves, trying to see what looks good there. You know, there's a handful.
How do you filter for no reserves?
Hit the left bracket.
I don't see a left bracket.
It's the square bracket. You just do a search with nothing filtered, and just it's right below your plus key.
Or you just type in no reserve and hit search.
What you talking about? Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm a little slow, but I don't know how to. What am I doing here? I mean, search inactive, right? Then what do you want me to do?
Just hit the left. Bracket, which is next to the P key.
Oh, like on my keyboard. I thought you meant like click something. Okay.
That's probably not intuitive enough for people to know that.
Just type in reserve in the search box. You know what I'm saying? And hit search.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm old fashioned you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like
simulcasting.
Trading.app. How about trading.app? That's a fucking good name for a .app name. Simulcast.
If you like that sort of thing.
Yeah, like a trading app, like trading stock, trading Bitcoin, you know?
Yeah, but it's a dot app.
Look, straight up, just to set expectations. Like if you think you're gonna compete with Robinhood on trading.app, you know what I mean? Like you're gonna have a hard time.
Yeah, but it's different.
It's gonna be a rough road for you.
Yeah. Hollywoodboulevard.com, boxingclub.com, mintteam.com.
Yeah, I like boxing club.
Cardealership.io, rxpad.com. What a great pharmaceutical domain right there. Dataentry.net, pedicure.net, sculptures.net, airportbus.com. Here's yours, Andrew. Dancevideo.com. You've made so many dance videos. You might as well own it if you're going to do it.
Yeah, betterhalf.com.
I think betterhalf.com. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I like that a lot. I think that's a great brand.
742.org.
What you going to do that with that?
Licenseplatesearch.com. Bourbon.club. There's your bourbon.club.
Yeah.
My.info. I mean,
how about talentagencies.com? That's huge.
I know a couple of people who could give freeskirt.com.
Freeskirt.com. Andrew Miller.
How about plane fares?
We love you, Andrew.
How about plane fares.com?
It is all love.
You guys see that one? Plane fares?
What? Nah. You know, I don't know.
Ish.
I don't know. Ish. Ladles.
Flickr.com.
Is that the correct spelling of ladles?
I think so.
Ladles.
How about migraine.net? Deodorants.com.
No, hard pass on that one.
You know, that's a weird one with the singular versus the plural, deodorants.com. What company?
I already hit reserve. Somebody's already bid on it.
Well, because it's no reserve. Oh, but you're saying somebody actually put a bid in?
Yeah. It's already hit reserve.
I'm excited.
Blockchain Engine.
They do.
Blockchainengine.com. That's a cool name.
Oh, okay. My favorite name on the entire list is Fugazi.ai.
No way. Is that in here?
Yeah, it's all in Fugazi.
All Fugazi?
It's all in Fugazi. I might even actually buy this name.
Fugazi.ai. Yeah, it is.
Well, then, Andrew, you need to suggest an image for me to put on that one.
Andrew Miller. No. you can put Andy Booth. You can put Andy Booth on the Fugazi.ai.
How about fuckputin.com?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know.
That's no reserve.
Yeah, real good way to get up poisoned on a bench. You know what I mean? Like,
right?
Seriously, don't stand too close to the window in your hotel.
Listen, it's a real good name if you're in a nerve gas.
Celebritypoasters.com. I remember
Putin.org expired like 6 months ago, and I was in there and I'm looking at this name and I'm like, you know, Putin.org. You're like, you know, I don't know. It's one of those names. It's like, you know, maybe that's the get out of jail free card someday. And then I was like, nah, you know, on the balance of probabilities, it's probably like a get a grave type of domain, you know? you don't want to own that. You don't want to own that. I actually own KimJongUn.com.
Oh, but so I figured, you know,
they got him in a box. What's he going to do? Send a ballistic missile?
They won't make it?
Nah, they can't. They couldn't even send a satellite into space the other day. It's like, yeah, they're great names, guys. Great names.
Yeah, all in all, there's a lot of good stuff. It's going to be an exciting event. It's going to be a great auction. We're obviously looking forward to it. But I think that's about it, man. I think we're right up on time. So,
You got Doe.com. I remember probably a decade ago, that name came to market for the first time. I think I remember who owned it. I'm not going to say names. And let's just say a friend of mine got it. And I was like, oh, man. And I had an opportunity to get it for like low, mid five figures for Doe.com. And again, this is a decade ago. Yeah. And I regretted it. I think that's after fuckyourself.com. I think that's the second best email address you can own is the John@Doe.com. Like that's just such a great domain name. Such a great email address to have, John@Doe.com.
Yeah, it's an awesome three-letter domain name for sure.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And I wasn't even
energy.
About it. Acronym for a bunch of stuff like Department of Energy. It gets a lot of traffic.
Well, and there's an example of the image, right? So Scott, the image you have is of a doe, like a deer, right? But really that's right. Probably not the most, you know.
Oh no, but there were too many examples, right? It could be
it just goes back to what we were talking about earlier. It's like, that's the balance there, right? You're trying to find something that's universal enough so people, well, targeted enough so people who maybe be on the fence about, do I want to invest in this? What are some thoughts about what the best case end user is? All that kind of stuff. But then also not put it like so far into a box that people are not even thinking about some of the other potential uses and whatnot. So,
well, also is for spending money. It's like, it's another term for money. So some people argue whether
it's the spelling of that. Is that the spell?
Then it's dough like bread. Then it's dough like bread.
It can't. Yes, it is dough like bread. But if you look it up, there's a lot of people want to say it's dough, D-O-E. So it's not like.
That's fake news, dog. I know you're dot hip hop, so like you're tied into the people, street. You know what I'm saying? And like
stupid people think the world's flat too, but we don't set our GPS based on what the stupid people think. You know what I mean?
You know what, I'm
what do you mean? I say go to the end of the earth and I get there.
You like go to the end of the earth and make a left. You know what I'm saying?
I went all the way west, all the way east, and all the way south. I didn't go north.
It's still a fantastic domain, even if it doesn't have the meaning that you are trying to put on it there, right there, Monty. But I appreciate what I always be selling, man. And I love it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Of course I'm always selling.
There is not a human being on earth that is always selling like Monty.
Yeah.
Monty is in, it's permanent. It's single gear. Amazing.
If I wasn't selling,
like,
what would I be doing?
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. All that time I'm sleeping, eating.
I know. Off in the Maldives.
Yeah.
Selling.
Monty's out here selling.
Selling.
All right. But we are running up on time. So, hey, so real quick, guys, I did mention Dot Hip Hop there in passing. What's good with that? Give us the 2-3 minutes update on what's going on with Dot Hip Hop. Then we're going to close with just whatever we haven't mentioned about the auction, final reminders on timing and good stuff. And then we're going to call it. So Dot.
Well, real quick, one sec. On the topic of new GTLDs, why was there nobody that applied for Dot Crypto in the last round? Like, crypto was already a thing; it was already popping. Like, what was there just nobody that went for that?
Well, it wasn't really popping. It was, remember, last round was
2012, 14?
2012. But applications were sent in between 2010 and 2011.
Ah, really? Okay.
So
crypto,
that was 2017 when it was really popular. There will be applications.
Wow, well, 14, 15
this round you'll see a lot of crypto blockchain application names.
Sure.
Goes to tell you when you think you have enough TLDs, when there's new trends, new words, new industries created overnight or within 5-6 years, that's when you have new top level domain extensions. Yep. And, you know, as a lead in for Dot Hip Hop, you know, if everybody didn't know, Dot Hip Hop was grouped in with 23 other TLDs that Frank Schilling owned. UniRegistry never marketed it. They never set it aside saying, hey, how big is hip hop? Does it deserve its own extension? What is it exactly? Is it music? Is it culture? Is it community? And the fact is, it's all of that. So hip hop is a culture. It's a way of life. It's community. It's music. It's dance. It's fashion. And it's 2 billion people basically are connected to hip hop in some way. So that's what we're really excited about. We've been operating kind of like in stealth because we want to make sure that the hip hop industry and stars and artists know that it's available first so that people like us don't sweep in and grab everybody's like premium domain. So we've done a good job of setting aside those types of assets so that we make sure it goes in the right hands first, but at some point they're going to be released to the public. So, and it is still the 50th anniversary of hip hop. It ends on August 10th at midnight. But hip hop, you know, will live forever and it's getting bigger and, you know, it always be. And JT, I swear to God, you were born hip hop, man. You should have hip hop as your middle name.
Amen. You know, how do you know that it's not my middle
natural, name? Natural rapper. You're like the new white hope for hip hop.
Man, I'm not the
white
new
chocolate.
Anything,
we got white chocolate saying, over man? Here.
I just,
white
you know, I
JT's like sexual chocolate, but he's like sexual white chocolate.
There you go. See, so let's. I'm not going to put that on my resume or my LinkedIn anytime soon.
We're really pumped. We're going to be announcing some things at NamesCon regarding hip hop. There's going to be a crowdfunding initiative to give everybody a chance to have partial ownership of it. That's what we believe is a good thing for the industry and the community.
That'd be cool. Okay. So
anybody would be able to invest in it, which is going to be really cool, and that's going to help launch some really exciting things for the extension that we're really excited about, which I'll talk about more at Names.
Okay.
Wait, so what are you going to do, a crowdfunding thing?
Crowdfund. Yeah, we're going to crowdfund partial ownership of the extension so the community and the culture can actually own a piece of hip-hop, which has never been done before in the domain community.
Yeah, why don't you do that on Rally Road?
Well, they're not a true crowdfunding platform. They're a fractional investment platform. Crowdfunding.
Well, I mean, it's
you want to involve the these investors in the process of decision making and stuff. Is that kind of what you're thinking? By the way, when you talk about,
well, we've already done. We already have a brain trust of the early on investors that do kind of provide an advisory board for Dot Hip Hop. So when we're talking about doing fundraising in the future, it's for ownership more so than it is for advisory, but we want to open up to make it so that anyone, particularly within the hip hop community, has an opportunity to own a piece of it. So yeah, it's not just
cool. I like it. It's like community ownership, which I think is important, especially for culturally, you know, tied into hip hop. It matters. It resonates for sure. But the
people don't realize
about Rally Road, if the function is less about involvement and more about ownership, then something like Rally Road could be an option, because, you know, when it is fractional ownership, existing, you know, you don't have to put all of the, you know, you don't have to put everything up for sale, right? Everyone retains, you know, the principals retain their ownership, take whatever chunk that you want to offer to the public, and that's effectively what you put on the market, and it provides a platform to be able to do it. Just something to think about. But you know what?
Yeah, we can actually put aside some premium.hiphop domain names to do that as well. And I'm all for
that wouldn't work, but potentially we'd have to talk to them. But potentially
we're just
Rally Road. I'm totally supportive.
That's a different whole conversation, but I think it's interesting. I think that you guys, I really do like a lot of what you guys have done. I think the coolest 100%. Thing is that you guys have embraced the whole, you know, the piece of it. And I think that's a delicate balance, you know, for a bunch of older white dudes to have to, like, you know, try to be somewhat of stewards of an aspect of hip hop culture, which is cool that Scotty's even still got the sticker on the hat. You know what I'm saying? Flat brim. Oh, yeah.
Snapback. Well, my main partner, Ajene Watson, you know, came from.
Yeah, he's an OG. He's the real deal. And he's
an OG guy in business from the Bronx, and smart dude. And you'll see a big connection and change of our website and the cultural and community change of the message that we're bringing in the next month or two. And that's what's going to really help launch things. We just about to bring on a big influencer person within the hip hop industry on the West Coast to tie all the West Coast guys in. We've been working the East Coast a lot, but we believe that hip hop, having the extension of .hiphop, can help bridge a lot of beefs that have been going on within the hip hop community by having a common extension and common platform.
Yeah, about to tell you, you're going to have to somehow bring Kendrick and Drake together. You know what I'm saying? You want to talk about really bridging the gap. But hey, look, like I said, we could go on and on about that. That's its own, probably its own show, its own topic, its own session at NamesCon. I think it's super cool what you guys are doing, and I appreciate the way that
if you want to learn more, go to diddydidit.hiphop.
No,
just go to get.hiphop.
Get. Diddy did it. Diddy did it, man. Yo, that's another thing. So, all right, look, good stuff. Excited to hear more, excited to see you guys in person. We can talk more about it over a bourbon or two, backed, of course. And last, let's tie this together though on the NamesCon piece, because that is happening. Everybody, like I said, we're going to be live in a week or less, by the time the show airs, even less time until the show. We've got NamesCon happening 5th to the 8th. It will be in Austin, the auction happening on the 6th, 3 p.m definitely make sure you're tuned in. Even if you're not there, get the app, get to bid.rotd.com, and we'll put the links and all that good stuff in the show notes as well. But, you know, make sure that everybody gets in there, starts to pre-register, do what you can to be ready to go, because in the moment it does move fast, and if there is a name that you want, like, you know, you don't want to miss that opportunity, because it does all move really, really quickly, and you're hanging out and all that kind of stuff. And but it's going to be a vibe, and we're all looking forward to it. So anything else on anybody's end before we shut this thing down?
Just a heads up to people, because this has happened to me where I was like, oh, I'm going to wait and bid on this name to the live auction. And that's all well and good. I encourage it. I think bidding live in an auction, if you've never done it, is literally one of the most fun things, at least for me. It's literally one of my favorite things on earth to do, is just live bidding in an auction. Is just like, I don't know, it's a drug. But the problem is, we got these guys over here who decide what ends up in the live auction. And so if you don't go drop a bid, even if it's a low bid, on names that you're interested in, then these guys don't know that there's interest in those names to push them live. So even if you have no intention of bidding until the live auction, like bidding to win, just drop a bid, get in there, drop a bid on the names that you like, hit, you know, favorite or would like it or whatever the hell it's called. But that way, you know, these guys know which names are actually getting the attention and the bids so that they can push them to the live auction, so that, you know, it's not just about an auction. It's also the entertainment value of, like, people want to see names that are getting bids. And so that's what they're optimizing for.
Yeah, it's a great point. And that was the purpose that I started pre-bidding for these live auctions well in advance, like years ago, so that it helps formulate the list. When a name hits reserve, it's likely to go in the live auction for sure. And that makes it even more fun because it goes up from there. So that's a good.
Yep. And then for the stuff that doesn't hit reserve, the stuff that doesn't get picked for the live auction, then that's going to stay. That'll go back into the system.
It stays
that
in
was
the
crazy.
Auction.
Monty's neck just disappeared.
Yeah, there's basically two auctions. Right? So there's the timed auction that has all the lots that are in it now. And then when we pick our list for the live, those move into another auction, but the two auctions are linked. So that live auction will take place. The timed auction is still there. It's just not visible. Then a day or two later, all the stuff that didn't get picked will still be in the timed auction as if nothing ever happened. And all the names that didn't hit reserve will likely be rolled over as well, if not removed, depending on, you know, where they landed.
Got it. Yep. Okay, cool.
And I will be removing about 100 names out of the current auction just to whittle down the list a little bit. So I like having the pre-bid list look something in the 500 range, not towards 600. So there'll be about 100 names coming out. Of the pre-bid
200 in the live, or how many in the live?
No, I said 75 to 100. Oh, Monty would tell you 100.
It'll be 120. It's usually 120. That lasts about 2 hours. That's kind of what the auction time frame is.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's get your paddles ready. Get your paddles ready, everybody. It is going down in Austin, Texas, the Omni Hotel, June 6th, 3 p.m. Central Time, right of the dot, NamesCon. Let's get it. All right, well, cool, guys. Listen, thank you so much for being here. This is great. We're excited for the auction, of course.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
So, and to the audience.
Great having you guys back.
Thank you.
Good seeing you
again. Ben, super looking forward to seeing you guys next week.
Yeah,
crazy.
Have a couple back for sure.
Absolutely. Week from today, I'll be sitting in Austin.
That's it. And to the audience, listen, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. You guys have any comments, questions, all that good stuff, holler. We're not hard to find. Hit us on Twitter. Anything related to the auction, you can find Monty and Scott on the interwebs as well. So definitely get at them if anybody has any last minute stuff, or you'll see them live at the event next week in Austin, Texas. But like I tell the audience, thank you for tuning in. Without you, there is no us. We appreciate you guys. And if you need us, we're not hard to find. Otherwise, we'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody.
Peace.